What is working?
A lot of things are working.
What's working in my town?
Is anything working?
I think it's working.
What's working in Michigan?
Some things are working.
The city of Midland has a plan, a youth master plan to ensure a positive future for kids. It was created by educators, clergy, police, parents, and others in the community. Dick Dolinsky is president of the Legacy Center for Student Success. He helped craft the plan. Dick, what kinds of things are you doing with the project?
Well, there are many aspects that are being focused on. One is this concept of developmental assets. These are 40 character traits or positive attributes that youth should have. One of the most important is something called positive peers. That basically kids, particularly when they reach adolescence, tend to push back against the institutional factors in their life, like family, like school, religious community, neighborhood, and the like. And they start taking direction and guidance from their peers. And all things being equal, peers aren't as good as the institutional factors. So by facilitating programs that build positive peers, we find that these risk-taking behaviors diminish. So some things that foster positive peers would be participation in various creative activities, you know, arts, theater, music, drama, choir, those sorts of things. Any number of organized youth activities, whether it's the sports programs at the schools or Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, 4-H, those kinds of things, and participation in religious community activities. This doesn't mean necessarily going to church or mosque or synagogue, but it's participation in the youth groups that might be, for example, raking leaves for a shut-in or helping to build a habitat house.
And I understand that you took a look at factors outside of school. Why did you do that?
Well, basically, this is a systemic approach to all youth-related issues. As I said earlier, physical health matters, social, emotional, and spiritual health matters, basic needs and safety matter, and education matters. So it isn't just education. That's one of the key components. But it's a broader view on all the factors that that affect youth, positive youth outcomes.
How is the program affecting kids so far?
Well, surprisingly, in many ways, for the positive, we have found a significant reduction in variety of risk-taking behaviors. Smoking is down, alcohol is down, violence is down. For example, our delinquency rate in Midland County is down about 35%. And more importantly, recidivism or rearrest rates for offenders, so they don't reoffend, that rate's down about 75%. And specifically, the probate court judge just reported that she has come in under budget by about $500,000 in the last year since implementing the program. So by having fewer, you know, kids to adjudicate and fewer placements and treatment programs. So there are real savings to the community, and that's just her budget. It doesn't count the pain, suffering, and costs associated with delinquent acts, for example. You know, somebody sprays graffiti on a house that needs to be cleaned off, that costs something. We see some successes already. Our school retention rates are going up. ACT scores are going up. Graduation rates are going up. So in a variety of sectors, in fact, one of the things we're focusing on going forward, and we don't have a lot of data yet, is focusing on health outcomes, because we believe by reducing alcohol consumption, drug consumption, we should see some immediate benefits. For example, you know, alcohol-related crashes, car crashes. Sexual activity, if that's decreased, we should see fewer teen pregnancies, fewer STD rates amongst kids. So there are a lot of benefits already realized and a number that are hoped for.
Well, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Well, thank you very much, Christine. I really enjoyed visiting with you today.
Dick Dolinsky is president of the Legacy Center for Student Success.